Hey, you. Yeah, you. I'm Crispy.
I'm Zap.
Are you a parent?
Are you a nerd?
Do you need a new group of friends?
Well, we got new episodes every week.
And you get to participate in all of our game segments. Our show, Super Dad Bros, is available wherever you listen to podcasts. Check us out on your drive to work.
In the shower.
Anytime. We're going to be there for you.
We are Super Dad Bros.
Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Wendy.
And welcome to the Toasted Marshmallow Adventures Podcast. Woo! Today on the show, we have, I guess I'm just going to call you the purveyors of the Idaho's Best Comedian Competition. Welcome to the show, Beth Norton and Haley Linhart Weiss.
Yes,
welcome.
Hey.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So glad you were able to do this on super last minute.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm glad we suggested it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
right. Right.
Yeah. We are too.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us on such short notice.
I know. I was like, hey, another podcast? Let's do it.
Yeah. We can make them happen pretty quickly
and
a lot of times.
And you used our new app. What'd you think of it?
The scheduling app.
Did that work okay?
It was super smooth. Yeah.
Nice.
Awesome. Yeah, it was the first time. I was like, we need a way to stop going back and forth with people. You know, can you do this time and this
available?
Day?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I just send that out now and they can pick, you can pick your time.
He actually texted me when you guys pushed the button. He's like, our first one. it was a big deal.
So, that's cool. So smart. I mean, we know how it is dealing with a lot of comedians.
Oh, my
goodness. Like, we need some kind of structure.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I love that Calendly app. I'm using it for everything now.
Pretty cool.
Yes.
So tell us everything.
Idaho. So what made you kind of come up with the idea or, you know, start planning for the Idaho comedy or Idaho's Best Comedian?
Yeah, it was something I've always actually wanted to do, or I've always known that the Boise comedy scene has needed something to bring comics who are on the scene together and give them kind of something to work for and give them some more like bigger audiences to perform for. I got started in stand-up in Vermont through a competition like this. And when I came to Boise, we had Boise's Funniest Person, but that was just for people who had never done comedy before. So obviously I didn't fit into that. And that was kind of always a seed in my brain. And then the pandemic hit and we lost a lot of opportunity and with losing the club. And I just decided this was the time and I wanted to give myself something to work for and give the comics who had also lost a lot on the scene something else to work for as well.
Awesome. And first off, where can people get tickets at?
Yeah, so that's going to be idahosbestcomedian.com. You can honestly just search Idaho's Best Comedian in Google and it should pop up. We're selling it on through Eventbrite, or you can like look up through the VAX website that's on there too. So the Visual Arts Collective, sorry, I'm using its short term.
Yeah.
And it's a 3-day thing, right?
Yep. It's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So Thursday and Friday are the the beginning rounds of, so we've got 12 comics on each show and 4 of the 12 are going to move on to the final night Saturday. So a total of 8 comedians compete in round 2 and 1 walks away winner. And then we've got second and third place prizes as well. So.
Cool. What is the first place prize?
We're still trying to work that out.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be at least $500, but we are still trying to get one more sponsor to make it $1,000. So we're working on some things for that. And then it's $250 for each runner up. And then we've gotten some donations of like gift cards and swag from like Sweet 104, who's one of our sponsors, and Mad Sweet Brewery also. So we're going to give them little prize packages as well.
Awesome.
And then they're going to get some sweet trophies. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So who can do it? Just anybody can sign up, or you already have your group of comedians, or?
I mean, for this round,
we've
locked and loaded.
This is it. Okay.
Next year, if we do that, I think it's going to be a little more open where you can submit through the website and all that jazz, and we'll do a selection thing. But we've got our 24 comics. If you can find them on our Facebook, if you look at Idaho's Best Comedian on Facebook, and then they're also on the website with all their bios and headshots and stuff.
Everybody's stories today.
Yeah, they
I
are.
Believe. Yeah, those are really fun.
Yeah, we've been seeing them.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, I've got to know who's in the Sasquatch costume.
Is that that's on the down low?
That's a real yarn person.
That's a real yarn
new person. Comic on the scene, you know. Yeah. She'll come out of quarantine. Yeah. I haven't got a haircut yet. I think he might actually be related to Dylan Hunter. Oh. I think they are like second cousins.
Yeah. Oh, and we were wondering where is that? Where's that Sasquatch?
Well, the location looked cool. Yeah, we were like, "Where is this?"
Yeah. So we actually went up to my my dad's house up in Garden Valley. He lives up there.
Okay.
And we took that, and should we tell him? Yeah, it's a secret. Okay. Well, Kat Zaraga was in the costume for that.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
But then we had a really nice photo shoot, and the lovely Aaron Weinmiller. He sent these super small. We just put him in there.
Oh, that's cool.
So whoever's small enough to go in, because it is a doozy. My brother made that costume for his graduation from Pomona.
So like, small people.
He like hand knit all that. And I'm like, you're crazy. But that looks like a great Sasquatch. It does.
Yeah. I like the little camper too. Is that your dad's?
Oh my God. Adorable.
So it was like, very Idaho-esque feel. We're like, Dad, we're going to come up and do a photo shoot of your house. And he's like, okay.
Nice. So he has that metal Sasquatch
in his yard on his property. Oh, okay. Where is this? And why haven't we seen it?
You can see it if you're driving into Crouch. You look up on the hill and you can see it.
But it'd be weird if Chris and I just showed up. Oh, has it?
Oh, wow.
That's cool. Yeah, because we're like, we haven't been to this open mic. We need to go to this one.
Yeah.
Show up in the hills.
Yeah.
It's always a possibility. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. Well, Sarah's doing them in her backyard, so.
Yeah, what the heck?
Do them in the forest.
Comedy can be anywhere.
Yes. Yeah.
Declare a stage, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. So it's
funny, before the pandemic, Bree Jones and I did comedy in a tent. So, I mean, we were doing it before. It was cool.
Oh, wow. Nice. The trailblazers.
Yes.
Right.
What were you going to say?
Oh, well, I'm not going to say his name the way I was saying it on the podcast, but we just interviewed Just Say Che. Because I say his name.
I can't say his first name correctly.
But he said you're his fairy godmother. Is that right? Beth?
Yeah. I love that he used that word.
Yeah.
But he kind of demanded that I mentor him. So I love that. And I want to encourage that, anybody that wants feedback. I think sometimes like when you're on the scene, you can think of things or you think of like a little something that somebody could do to kind of help their joke. And I think unless you have like a good relationship with that person or established well, you might not like say, you don't know if those channels are open. So for Che to just be like so new on the scene and be like, please give me feedback. Like I want to get good at this. That was really rare. And so I've tried to do that when I can, but now my feedback's typically just like you crushed it.
Cause Che is in it, right?
Crushing. Yeah.
He's in the competition. Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. We had him
feature at a Mad Swede downtown.
Yeah, 20 minutes.
Just about a month ago. Yeah. And he killed it. He just,
he was telling us about that. Yeah. That's crazy. To be able to do 20 minutes after that short amount of time in comedy is just crazy too.
And we thought he was like 20 years
old.
Solid
20.
Yeah, was it really?
It was
really?
Oh, I can ramble for 20 minutes. It was solid jokes.
Nice. Yeah. Wow. That's cool.
Tough competition, you know what I mean?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You have to do two different sets, you know, you can't do the same twice in the competition. So
yeah,
no
that's
repeat
what,
jokes.
Yeah,
so
Nate Ford was telling me that you have to do different sets each night.
14 new minutes of material, yeah.
Wow. And who's judging?
Got a couple different judges. Yeah, we've got we have four professional judges. We have Dwight Slade, who's a comedian who just happens. Do you know Dwight Slade?
I've heard about him living here. Yeah, I was looking him up the other day.
Yeah, he just happens to live here. But he was like Comedy Central, like, you know, winner of Boston Comedy Festival, like was definitely like a bigger dude in like the 90s, early 2000s, like Friends era sort of. And he kind of looks like it, which is great. He's so funny. And I've gotten the chance to work with him, and that's great. And he said he'd come on as a judge. We have Sophie Hughes, who's the manager of Liquid Laughs, and just, you know,
probably the best comedian in Boise. And we have Sherry J. Fitt, who also is a touring headliner who's been on like Nick at Night. So she's got some TV credits and she tours around all of the local or all of like big comedy clubs around the state or around the region. Mm-hmm. And then who else? Oh, Aaron Woodall is our other judge.
So many.
Yeah. So they all, and he's professional. He's out of Salt Lake. He's thinking about starting a show there. So that would be really cool. You know, all of our judges were just hoping to be able to give the comics that are on this like an opportunity to get in front of them, because, you know, in this business, you get work, work begets more work.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. you never know who they see. And then there's an opportunity that pops up and they go, oh my God, I saw this person on this competition. I think they'd be perfect for that. Or, you know, I want to take you on, I want to take you to this show with me or whatever. So,
yeah.
Yeah. That's really cool.
Or you just show up at Bacon.
Yeah,
with your mom.
And
you,
yeah,
and you open for Bert.
Jack Wheeler.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh,
God. How dare you get opportunities?
I know.
God. We were at that show. Awesome. It was killing us.
Yeah, we were at the show
when they said a local comedian. We're like, oh my God, this can't. This is happening.
It was we're like amazing. Running through who could it be in our heads. Like, and then they announced Jack
like,
Wheeler.
Holy crap!
It was crazy. Yeah, yeah, it was really
Please
cool.
Tell us when you were running through who it could be. Jack Wheeler was not a name that immediately.
He actually was.
Wasn't,
because
no.
I thought Nate wanted it. So we're like, oh my God, Nate yeah. got it. Yeah.
He's
yeah.
such a sweet, humble kid, though.
Oh my
I mean,
God.
Every time he goes up now at every open mic, the host brings him up as like, you know, he opened for Brett Kirchner.
Brett Kirchner?
Yeah. Kind of red-faced yeah. and humble and just goes right into his jokes. And I think that's sweet.
He's super, yeah. He's like, so he got off of that and he's like, on his Instagram, I think it got like 400 followers or something.
Yeah.
Off of that. That was really cool to see. Like, he's like, I don't even know what's happening. Like,
yeah. Right. Yeah.
But then great. he used his little fame and glory. He was like, hey, you better come to this Monday open mic.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
Right. He's like, I love it. I was like, thanks, man. Shout out.
He is pretty amazing. He's an amazing kid.
He
was just telling Chris yesterday, he is like wiser than his years or something. He's going places.
Or at least one year of tears.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, that too. Yeah.
Using us.
Well, I'm surprised. We've seen him the last two Wednesdays at the lounge for the open mic, and for only doing it for we saw him at Bert's show as well. For only being in it 8 months, I mean, he seems to be not bad for being in it for 8 months. I mean, it's some good jokes. I mean, I got some laughs.
He killed at Bert's show.
He did really well. Yeah.
So he's on the competition, right? He's in it. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Awesome.
Nice. And so you got a grant to do this. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes, I did. I applied actually about a year ago. I applied for a personal grant through the Idaho Commission on the Arts, which
what
is funded.
What does applying look? Sorry. Oh, go ahead. I want to know what
applying. Which is funded through the National Endowment on the Arts.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so to apply, what does that look like? Is it piles of paper or is it pretty easy?
It was probably like an 8 to 10 hour application process. You have to write. I just like had to write a bunch of statement of, you know, purpose. I had to kind of lay out a budget and projected expenses. And I had to create a performer resume, which I hadn't done before, just to show like some progression and responsibility in performance, what I was doing. And
And then
I submitted it and I got it.
It pays for the headshots. Yay. Yes. Bravo. Yeah. That's cool.
Yes. So that money has been able to cover our photographer when we got the headshots done, and then also our videographer who's going to be filming everyone's sets.
Oh, cool.
Oh, awesome.
Will it be live or you have to be there to have the fun? Yes.
Absolutely.
Good.
That's why we are bummed. We will be in California this weekend. We are missing Idaho's best comedian. We're missing Tanya Lee Davis and the grand reopening of the gym center,
which
the
is
big
where we
gala.
Have a studio now. Yeah. We're like, why? family stuff. But
a weekend to go.
Yeah.
It turned out to be. I mean, but yeah, it's family stuff. We have to go. Yeah. So, unfortunately.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Even if it's a really cool show.
I know, you should.
There's like
family.
Three things we're missing. We're like, but we have
Haley's
to go.
Haley's missing her brother's graduation to be here.
So. Oh, so that's why.
Okay, but it was 2 years after the fact. Like, he graduated 2 years ago. And okay. They're just now getting around to it. Like, I had my ticket.
Okay.
Sheesh. That's dedication.
So what do you have going on, both of you, after this comedy competition?
All the things.
Well, have you heard of the Monday open mic? It's really cool.
I think I have. It's put on by something called Blue City Comedy, Blue City. I think.
So Blue City Comedy, we're just chugging away, trying to like do more fun little showcases for locals and a lot of traveling, little time comics. I don't know. Not big people, but like really decent, funny people who, you know, need a credit. So I'll be their credit. You know what I mean?
Cool.
So,
well, Comic of the Month is picking up steam again.
Yeah, it is. And that's going to be, it is. Yeah, that's fun. So that happens every month. Five comics compete for $100 cash prize. We got three judges who give feedback. It's kind of like more of a newbie type situation. I mean, anyone can be on that one, but it's more like first 10 minutes, you know, when people have their 10 minutes, I'm like, let's try this out. So yeah. And that'll be fun to see the rest of the year go through, and we've gotten some good winners. And then the Comic of the Year will be happening in January, which will be quite fun. I'm kind of looking at it as almost like a RuPaul's kind of like, all right, you know, you got to do this competition and then you got to do this thing. So it won't just be like natural stand up, you know what I mean?
Right.
Okay.
Do you find people like newbies starting in this area?
Oh yeah, totally. We've had really decent attendance and open mics. Our Thursday mic downtown at Mad Swede has been killing it. We've getting like up to 30.
It looks like you're packed. When we see photos,
it's hard to start capping the list because it's just like, we can't go on. So, you know, we need to look
for. Awesome.
And these people are like, I think what I've noticed is for the pandemic, a lot of people since the pandemic have been like, I'm going to do all the things that I said I always wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I think for a lot of people, people have been like, I've always wanted to try stand up.
Yeah.
And that's bringing in like, it's not just like 20-year-old boys, it's not like a bunch of Jack Wheelers who aren't as funny as Jack Wheeler, which is what normally it is.
Yeah.
Like the open mics, it's like people, like a very diverse group of people in terms of experience
and age and
all of that, and talent, and like people that are coming from another arts background, and so they're bringing their talent from that. And
awesome.
I've been just so impressed by what I've seen on the on the mic scene.
I mean, honestly, there just needs to be more and more opportunities, because it's like there's a lot of people who want to come and sign up in person, but we're thinking about doing like online signups for a few. That way it helps like parents to be able to like, I have a for sure spot, so I'm going to come down today and do it, because it's really a bummer. And it's happened more often than I would like it, but people are coming down and they got a babysitter and then they don't get on the list and then they don't say anything. And then also it's like, you know, it's not great. Like, I want to really create opportunities for people and make it as easy as possible. I know that's not the standard norm of comedy. Like, oh, you must suffer.
Yeah. This is going to be
really
rough.
Okay. So you're seeing this, your own open mic every week. I mean, any like breakout people that you see that are going to just kind of
like,
come up like soon?
Yeah. There's a new lady on the scene. There's a couple new people.
We're thinking of the same person.
Brittany Hargis. She's got her little
Brittany
ukulele.
Hargis.
Like, I'm really loving that you're having
really
more
funny
musical comedians come in.
Oh, nice.
It's super fun. Love that. Yeah. Love that. But she's doing well. She's actually going to be on my showcase this Sunday at 7:30 at Mad Swede. She's going to do 10 to maybe 15 minutes, because like she's got a lot of songs, and like she's like one of the people who started
and just like has so much material that she's really worked on. And that's kind of the cool thing where, you know, people grow in different ways, but there's some people who are like, oh, I'm ready. And then they come with like their book of, I mean, that's kind of how I started. I was like, I've got 15 minutes of jokes and I really did, you know?
Yeah. Oh, you really did. Yeah. So many people say like they have 15.
I started like, I have a basic idea and then I go up there and just drag my ass along.
So you started in Vermont. Is that correct?
Did, yeah.
So how, what's the difference? Is it huge or is it same stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Massive. I would think Vermont.
I didn't realize how good I had it. People were so nice. They really worked together. In my first year of comedy, they, two people who were comedians, who were married, opened a comedy club there that was on the like New York, Boston, Montreal circuit. So the first time I hosted for Judah Friedlander, which is like, you know, then I moved to Idaho and it took me like a whole nother year to get a hosting gig that. And it was very like, man, there was just so much bad blood in the scene. The people who were running shows weren't working with each other. And so as a new comic, you're kind of in demand. Like you're like, you're working with everybody because everybody like wants you, if you're good. But I don't know, man, that's what it was like for me. And that was difficult to navigate. It's hard. I mean, it's hard enough as it is to like be vulnerable, put yourself out there and go up on stage, but to do it when you have all this, all just this like emotional negativity that's surrounding it all is it's almost crushing. And I would say that it has almost crushed me at certain points.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Now, what year was that you came here and started comedy?
2016.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, was the scene different then than it is now? Is it more accepting
and
people working together? Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Because we've just kind of been welcomed into the local comedy scene within like the past year, and
as non-comics
non-comics we just talked to a lot of them and everyone's been very welcoming to us and like you know, just kind of like, come hang out, you know, do this and that, you know. And we haven't really ran into anyone locally that isn't willing to just kind of share their stories and, you know, chat with us. So everyone's been very welcoming since we've been talking to all y'all.
But it's cool, like, you guys are doing just supporting too.
It's different though, right? When you're a comedian, because are you vying for spots, and is there competition that people feel? You know,
I think we need to give comedians, like, we're very human and we're very hot emotions a lot of the time. So
you're
like,
feeling
I have felt offended when nobody meant to offend me. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, there's always a little bit of that. We're like, oh, somebody's out to get me, or this person doesn't like me. And like,
or why haven't I gotten that opportunity?
Yeah. Like, why haven't I been, you know, there's so many things, but it's like, we're all human and distracted. So like most of it comes down to like, okay, we'll ask for this opportunity. Or,
like, it wasn't intentional.
This person, if they, you know, are like, are you stubbing me? I'm like, no, I'm not stubbing you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but that's easier said than done. You know what
I mean? Yeah. Small town stuff, kind of. Sometimes,
definitely. Yeah. Well, cool thing that I saw within the last couple months, there was a post you made, Haley, about something that happened a long time ago where you may or may not have said something offensive, but you were in this post, you were like, okay, help me. I want to change and not do this kind of thing again. And which I think that's really cool, because so many people don't allow people to change and be better. They just want to get rid of you
with all the
and move on
culture.
To the next person.
It's just like,
you know?
You're the same person the whole time.
I don't know about you, but growing up in Idaho, like, I wasn't educated well, and I put my foot in my mouth quite often. And but I think I'm mostly a kind person, so it's like, if I can learn how to not put my feet in my mouth,
unless
I'm doing it for money, you know.
And I don't think I could get it in my
mouth
for money.
If you talk to me long enough, I'll say something stupid.
No, we do all the time.
Yeah,
we're like, oh shit, we're like grateful that people haven't brought things up. Because,
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So I thought that's cool. Like, you were out there and you just said, hey, you know, I want to do better,
growing.
You know, and so, you know.
Well, I think that's the only way, because like, we are such a small scene. Like, the moment you stop being like, I'm no longer working with this person, then you cut your head off. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, comedy is supposed to be working together. It's supposed to be networking. And like the cool thing since the pandemic, I mean, rest in peace, Liquid Laughs, but it was like, that was, you know, the one thing to work towards. And everyone kind of forgot that we need the subculture of little shows. So traveling comedians, we can network through that way. Like there's just simply not enough opportunity for one stage, for one comic a weekend. You know what I mean? And that was how Liquid was. It was like maybe two comics got to go up a weekend. Like that's simply not enough opportunity for you actually to grow and learn your craft. So it's really been cool with like the post pandemic where we have all these little nooks and crannies. So like Edge is doing comedy, Woodland does comedy, Matt Swede, the lounge, you know, like, I mean, lounge is more like, you know, this, like what Liquid was, you know, the standard show.
Yeah.
And that's great, but it's only like a couple opportunities for people. So it's like really nice that we have these sub markets.
I think the Edge has a mic now.
That's Craft exciting.
Brewers. Yeah.
Watson's is doing comedy.
That's
Crescent Brewery out in Nampa. Like, and even if we like move more, you know, it's just like it really needs to be a network for all these, because like there's so many talented comics on the scene. It's astounding. It's really like I love going to open mic, and I'm always like, oh my gosh, that was a great joke. Oh, that makes me excited.
Definitely.
That's so true.
It was great.
It was great.
Last night was so fun.
Oh, was it?
New talent, man. It's exciting.
I don't think I've been to the Mad Swede since I knocked over one of those really tall glasses
and broke
and,
it.
It shattered.
This Chris Shaw, Chris Shaw's show.
I went to clap and I went, and as I did that, it went, and then I tried to act like this wasn't my thing.
Yeah, that's not
like,
my problem.
Just here for the show.
You're the first and only person to ever do that.
I'm sure.
Yeah, right. Knocked the whole thing over.
Afterwards, I was like, why was the table so small that I can't giant clap?
Yeah. But
it was all me.
Those glasses are dangerous. They're just asking why.
Yeah.
Lower center of gravity for those.
Yes.
But
so let's talk about the goal for this month's competition.
Oh, yes. Supporting working comics and build a supportive Idaho comedy scene after the pandemic.
Yes. Yeah.
So was it just a drive, like you just felt the pandemic just kind of just flattened the scene kind of, and you just needed a, it needed a boost, and that's kind of where you want to go with this competition?
Or what are you? Honestly, I think my motives were more selfish. Like I think the pandemic flattened me and like my opportunities, and also kind of my response to grief and loss. I've realized through all this is really just to shut down and to not like process how I feel and to just get to work. And so I've done that before with things. And I think I kind of did that with this, but I'm actually starting to see why that was beneficial. So for me, instead of what's like, well, if I don't have feature opportunities and I don't have like road gigs to go do, I'll produce a show right here. So we're going to do it actually in November, and then Omicron picked up. But so I think it was more selfish for me. It was just like, well, I can grow in this way. I can grow by building this thing and giving other people opportunities, because it's something that needs to get done. And if I don't do it, nobody else is going to do it. And it's different. It's different than like developing material and stuff for sure. But it actually is reviving me, and it's helping me to process like what I lost during the pandemic, and it's helping to kind of reinvigorate my own comedy, because I'm motivated. I'm going out more than I have before.
I've written new jokes.
Yeah, Beth, I know I've seen your name around, and we've never gotten to one of your shows, and I know comedians have mentioned you on our podcast before. So
my stepdad mentioned you because you were the MC for the Democrat something in March.
Oh, yeah,
he's like, do you know Beth? And I said, no, we have not met her yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's so a giant Democrat.
Yeah.
In a very red state.
Yeah.
That's brave of you to admit that.
I like to vote Republican so I can mess them up.
Oh, jeez.
Next Tuesday, I'll be a Republican.
So you went and got your master's degree during the pandemic?
I know.
Yeah, I was about halfway through a master's in public administration. So I had, I think I had like 21 units left to go. And because everything went online, I was able to take like 6 units over the summer. And then I took like 15 units in the fall, and I finished in December 2020.
Wow.
Gotcha. Now, does that, I mean, what is your goal, to be a big comedian, or is it to do that, or you just want to do both and have this balance of the two?
Yeah, I don't really know. I got into the master's program because I was really passionate about like our public systems, and specific because I grew up in the foster care system. Mm-hmm. So I always, again, like, rather than process grief, I'm like, how can I fix the foster care system, rather than like processing the loss of my childhood, you know?
Yeah.
So I think I've done a lot of that in the past year, but also, you know, I was at the mercy of this system. So for me, like, understanding how it worked, I think has really helped me to, again, to make sense of it all. And I would like to affect change, but honestly, learning about how our public systems function has, it, like, I don't know where to go, because I can see how they function and why they function the way they do. And I don't have any solutions.
Oh, wow.
Unfortunately.
That's,
you know,
terrifying.
So I have come back and always will come back to comedy for me, but I imagine that it'll take some sort of a form of the arts, and I'm working on ideas around that. But yeah, I'm not sure where it's all going to go yet.
And you're a big writer. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. I'm a writer.
What were you saying?
Good one.
Haley?
You don't know. I was like, stand-up comedy is kind of an interesting art form, because of, like, just the skill of being able to form stories and jokes and speak, like, you really can take that and do anything with it.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why you see like so many comedians and TV shows and or writing or
True.
Doing stuff. That's like, it's funny when you're like, oh, I'm a comedian. Usually people are like, oh, you're a comedian. But now I think we're getting a little more respect, especially if you know how to make a website, which she does.
What?
Oh, nice.
It's important for our generation to be multimodal. Like, I feel like, you know, like, in our generation, we're not just comics. We're like comics, and
yeah,
we're producers, and we're writers, and we're podcasters. And
why is that? Is that because you could have a global pandemic and lose all your jobs? So you have to,
yeah,
flexible?
You have to do all of them.
Perhaps.
At that point. Yeah,
side gigs.
Yeah,
yeah, not side gigs.
Yeah, there's so much. Well, even, you know, doing a podcast, yeah, you're your own marketer, you're your own promoter, you're just everything. And it takes a lot of freaking time to get your name out there. And, you know,
I'm always at odds with you guys. Like, you've done so much with, like, and
oh,
I love how
you
were like, we're doing adventures, and that's what you're doing. And
yeah,
it's so hard to keep that passion, but you totally have over the years.
Right? Oh,
a lot
thank
of
you.
Caffeine.
Caffeine and alcohol.
Yes. Constantly.
Yes.
Yeah, they go good together.
And I mean, the goal is to quit our day job. Chris
yes.
did. I haven't yet. But
yeah,
that's the ultimate.
I quit my day job back in October.
I suppose it's similar to comedy, where, you know, you eventually would love to just be doing it, you know, nonstop.
Yeah.
Being able to travel enough,
yeah,
or ride enough, or do anything so you don't have to work it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we know at this point, like, we can't stop. We've been doing it too long, and it's building now. And, you know, I mean, it's starting. There's been a couple times lately we've been, like, recognized in public,
yeah,
which was kind of crazy for us, you know. And, yeah. So that's a weird feeling the first time it happens.
Yeah. But awesome.
But
yeah. But we're generally so shy that we're like, oh, shit, did that just happen?
Yeah. We're both introverts. So, yeah, we're like, people are watching us. Why would they do that?
It's always flattering. You're like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Watch
me. No, don't watch me.
No, don't watch me.
Yeah.
Don't,
yeah. Then you get like the imposter syndrome.
Like, watch me all the time. Really? I get so nervous. I'm like,
yeah.
I've had to, like, with Instagram and stuff, you're like, oh, you need to make reels. I'm like, I don't want to put my face in front of, like, it's weird.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Instagram.
Yeah. The only the thing that it's done for me with social media, I mean, before I could not post a picture or a video that I did not look perfect in,
yeah,
you know, maybe no profile views of my body. And now I'm just like, fuck it. Let's put it up.
You know? Okay, it's content.
So yeah, in that way it's helped.
Yeah. Feel that. Get it.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there anything else? Is there something we should have asked that we didn't, that you would like to share about this competition?
Yes.
Okay, nice.
We're going to have two guest performers.
Ooh.
So on primary night one, Thursday, our guest performers are going to be Bree Jones and Austin Von Johnson. They're going to do some long form improv games. And so that'll come at the end of the show when we're kind of tallying votes.
That's nice, cool beans, right?
Nice, cool beans. Yes, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So they're going to do a spot. I'm excited about that. Just like as like a fun variety, comedy variety thing. Okay. At the end there. And then on Friday, we have Muff Jones, who's going to come do a couple comedy burlesque acts.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so that's going to be very exciting. Nice. Muff is very funny.
Yay. Yeah, definitely. What is the venue like? Is it?
Yeah, I haven't been to the back before.
We've never been.
Oh, it's magical, man. It's so cool.
Yeah.
Such an artist space. Like, so so it's pretty open. Mm-hmm. How would you describe, like,
they're always displaying rad art on the walls. Okay. And there's a kind of a big raised stage. The venue seats about 210.
Oh, wow.
We kind of get the option, depending on how many tickets we sell, whether we're going to set it up like comedy club table style or theater style. Mm-hmm. They do a lot of like plays, like Alley Repertoire Theater puts on their plays there. So they have full lighting and stage, production capacity. A lot of the burlesque shows, like Frankly Burlesque puts on her shows there. They also do stuff like Grateful Dead cover bands. Like, oh, that's wow. One of their bread and butters. It's out in Garden City, like in kind of like a tin-sided warehouse in the middle of a dirt lot.
It looks like a warehouse.
It's very like, it's just very like roots, Idaho roots for sure.
Sam, who owns it, is just excellent. He supports like all different kinds of artists. And I believe Emma Arnold recorded one of her comedy special albums there.
Wow. She did.
Oh, yeah. Did she?
It was really cool.
The Beaver one.
That supported Planned Parenthood, which is, hey, Emma, it's time to do that again.
Yes, that. Yeah. Jeez. Yeah.
Okay, where's that available at? No, I haven't seen it.
On YouTube, or you can find it like through her website.
Okay.
I think she wants it, but it's on YouTube and it's really good.
Oh, okay. We'll have to check that out. Too. Emma Arnold. Yeah, I know. That's another name I've seen around and we haven't seen a set of hers yet in town. So that's awesome.
How do you say the name of the street it's on? Osage?
That's a really good question.
Okay, so nobody knows?
I get shit wrong like that.
I was like, Osage or...
Osage.
I don't
know. Osage.
Right? Osage. Yeah,
it's Osage.
I want to say Osage.
Yeah, Osage.
Going down the Osage road.
That's right.
My tire's not stuck. Oh, there it is. Take a right on Osage.
Osage. Yeah, definitely.
So are you guys, are you prepared? Are you ready? I mean, what is the background scene on these days for you two?
Freaking out.
Are you going to be running?
I need to find something to wear.
I need to find something to wear.
And also, I'm very excited that everything's going to be like filmed and stuff, but I'm also like, how good is this camera? Because my hair looks like trash.
You
got filters?
Are you competing, Haley?
No, I'm going to be hosting Friday night.
Okay, gotcha.
Beth is hosting the finale on Saturday, and then Kat Lizarraga is going to be hosting, start kicking us off on Thursday.
Okay. Awesome. I wish we could have been there for all the stuff this
all
weekend.
All the things.
Well, hopefully we'll have really good video sets of the winner, and we'll
That'd be awesome.
Those, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you both so much for being on the show. This is awesome. And finding out about the Idaho's Best Comedian competition. So get your tickets at Idaho's Best Comedian.com. Is that correct?
Yeah. And thanks for sponsoring, you guys.
Welcome. We knew we couldn't be there. So I was like, we're not spending money on tickets. Let's do a sponsorship.
Is there alcohol at the shows?
Oh, yeah. Full bar.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, hard alcohol. Beer.
Oh, full bar. I was going to say full alcohol.
Full alcohol.
Yes. Full alcohol. That will be full of alcohol by the end of it.
Right. Sure. Yeah.
Good. Only hosting one night.
Awesome. Slacking off. That's how I feel too. Yeah. But I think we're prepared. I feel because my job was temporary, I've been able to just focus on this, and we're just trying to get as much things done ahead of time. So we're not running around. My goal is to just be able to like enjoy the show and answer questions.
That would be awesome. Yeah. To be able to have fun. Yeah, really. And so do you anticipate this could be an annual thing, or is it one and done? See how it goes?
See how it goes, for sure. We'll see what the response is. And
I mean, we've done a lot of the hard part of doing it the first time.
Exactly.
The second time is a little bit easier, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
So we'll see how it goes. And Maybe. I mean, yeah. I feel good about it. Yeah.
I love that it's two women behind it. I love that.
Well, that's... I think three, right?
Three Kat? Women.
Yeah. Yeah. Kat did all of our branding and logo. She's an incredible logoing. She's an incredible artist.
Yeah. Doing great art.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Cool. Well, thank you for being here today. Yes.
So nice to meet you, Beth.
Yeah. If we see you out in public, say hi.
Oh, high five. Yes.
All right. I'm signing out.
I'm signing off.
I'm Chris Adams.
I'm Wendy Mosier. Hashtag get toasted.
Stay toasted. And thank you guys. Again.
Have amazing shows.
Yes. I can't wait to see the video clip.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.